Even if it wasn't, his career turned decidedly in the direction of opera during his time there. While living there, he composed his first two operas, Almira and Nero, both performed early in 1705. According to John Mainwaring, 1724-1807, Handel's first biographer, in Hamburg Handel became acquainted with the Prince of Tuscany, brother to John Gaston de Medicis, Grand Duke. The prince was a great lover of the art for which his country is so renowned. Handel's proficiency in it not only procured him access to his highness, but occasioned a sort of intimacy betwixt them. They frequently discoursed on the state of music in general, and on the merits of composers, singers, and performers in particular. The prince would often lament that Handel was not acquainted with those of Italy, showed him a large collection of Italian music, and was very desirous he should return with him to Florence. Handel, however, seems to have played hard to get, showing in the process some youthful and nationalistic arrogance. He plainly confessed that he could see nothing in the music which answered the high character His Highness had given it, even though the prince assured him that there was no country in which a young proficient could spend his time to so much advantage. Handel replied that if this were so, he was much at a loss to conceive how such great culture should be followed by so little fruit. The prince merely smiled and said that there needed nothing but a journey to reconcile him to the style and taste which prevailed there. Handel's interest was obviously aroused, but given his noble spirit of independency, read Saxon stubbornness, he turned down the invitation to go to Italy with the prince, despite being promised that no conveniences should be wanting. Instead, he resolved to go to Italy on his own bottom, as soon as he could make a purse for that occasion. Handel's itinerary in Italy, 1706-1710, is not clear, but we know he found support from patrons in Rome. Cardinals Pamphili and Ottoboni and Marquis Ruspoli. Naturally enough, he wrote some Catholic church music. Dixit Dominus, Laudate Pueri, and Nisi Dominus, and, as already noted, two oratorios, Il Trionfo del Tempo e del Disinganno, The Triumph of Time and Truth, and La Resurrezione, The Resurrection. Il Trionfo, an allegorical morality play, was first performed in 1707. La Resurrezione followed a year later.